This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by
no one.
The world championship record is equaled. Lewis Hamilton wins the Turkish Grand Prix and is a seven-time champion of the world.
Mate, you have got to be proud of that. What an awesome drive.
Thank you so much, guys. That's for all the kids out there who dream the impossible. You can do it too, man. I believe in you guys. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support.
So on the show tonight, all the wrap-up from the Turkish Grand Prix, as well as the winners and losers, and of course, the top five takeaways from the weekend. Thank you very much for stopping by. All right, Crofty, let's go.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Ferme show. Here is your host, Caldy.
That is right. It is. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cordy, and welcome to the Park It In My Ferme podcast, where we talk all things Formula One, all the news, all the results, all the rumors, talk about the current landscape, sharing my opinions, always discussing everything that's on point, including Racing Point, which we'll talk about today as well. And this weekly podcast, things for all things F1. How teams are going, who's the greatest of all time, who cocked it up on the weekend, and also celebrating the unlikely wins and struggles throughout the F1 season. So make sure you like the Facebook page, Park It In My Ferme. You can't miss it. Stay tuned as each week we'll discuss upcoming races as well as the top five things we learned from the weekend, and of course the winners and losers. But first, I'd like to talk about the classic movies. I'm talking about the Die Hards, the Home Alones, the Jurassic Parks, even the Notting Hills. The format is the same. The movie starts, something interesting happens, and then we all know how it's going to end. And because we know, that's what happens. It's why we like those movies. The good guy wins, John McClane gets Hans Gruber, Hugh Grant charms his way into the pants of Julia Roberts. F1 is the same. Don't be fooled. There are some races where you get shocked and amazed on an M. Night Shyamalan twist. We might have an Italian GP where the podium is Gasly, Sainz and Stroll. We might have a Turkish qualifying that we just had, that is Stroll, Verstappen and Perez. But in the end, we all know what happens. In the end, the cream rises to the top. The hero always saves the day. The good guy always gets the girl. Lewis Hamilton will always win the race, and Mercedes is the best team. So I was not surprised one bit.
Oh, but Cordy, Hamilton is in the best car. And Mercedes, if anyone was driving that car, they'd win.
Yeah, maybe not anyone, but a lot of drivers, yeah, of course.
Of course he's in the best car. It's the best because he's the best driver in the field. The best drivers end up in the best cars. Michael Schumacher ended up in a Ferrari. At the time, Ferrari were unstoppable. Now, does that mean there aren't amazing drivers in the field? Of course not. There's plenty of amazing drivers in the field. But Mercedes chose Hamilton. They built the car around him. The incredible machine that he drives, he drives. Because he's the best driver. Hamilton now is tied for the most drivers' world championships, with 7, to go along with the most wins in Formula One history. He is the winningest driver on a team that has been dominant for the last decade. And do you know why Mercedes always wins? It's because they're smarter than the other teams. Racing Point had a perfect opportunity on the weekend. They qualified fastest. P1 and P3. Lance Stroll first, Sergio Perez third. And it was a huge gap between them and the next person, Albon. They were the quickest in the wet. They used the closest thing to a Mercedes. And they got off to a quick start in the opening lap. But then the team orders came in. Stroll, we want you to pit. Why are we pitting? I'm P2 right now. I'm dominating. I'm feeling good. And then eventually Stroll pitted. Here's the audio.
Box, box.
Are you sure?
We're going to Interlance. We're going to put another set of inters on.
Why are we doing that? Why?
Stay out, Ben. Stay out.
So he comes out of the pits. He's in 5th place now. Lost all confidence in himself and the car. But most importantly, he's lost confidence in his team. The team's already lost confidence in him. He slowly started going backwards and finished P9. But Perez, okay, they had some success. Perez, right? So Perez went from P1 at that point to finish P2 behind Hamilton. You know, he was also a lap away from having the 2 Ferraris pass him. So we nearly got to a point where neither Racing Point finished on the podium. And this is the case of the team costing it for its drivers. This is why Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton reign supreme. And any serious F1 fan knows it's going to happen. F1 can be super predictable at times. It's why we knew Lewis and Mercedes would win. And it's why we know James Bond will always save the day. The best are the best. And the best always win. Congratulations, Lewis Hamilton, 7-time world champion. All right, guys, it's time for the first time we're playing this segment, Winners and Losers. We go through all the winners on the weekend and the losers. Let's kick it off. First of all, the winner. Lewis Hamilton, congratulations, 7-time world champion. A superb drive, it really is. A remarkable thing when your team knows what they're doing and allow you to race properly. Congratulations, excellent drive, well deserved, and I hope you come back next year, and I hope someone can rise to the challenge and actually dethrone the king. Loser. Lance Stroll. Ooh. I mean, it's more towards Racing Point, but Lance Stroll, you pitted? I mean, you followed the team orders. You pitted in 2nd after getting pole. And then, damn, you just went backwards fast. P9 to finish the race. Had no faith in the tyres at all. Really hesitant. Just getting passed and passed and passed. It was just ugly, ugly to watch. Listen to how excited Lance Stroll was for getting on pole position. Only for his team the very next day to cock up the whole race strategy. Such a shame.
Stroll crosses the line and he does go pole. 147.7. Lance Stroll is on pole for the first time in his career.
Said P1. P1.
Yes, boys! Let's go! Let's go! Yes! Brad, I want to hear you say it, mate. That's pole position. I want to hear you say it!
That's pole position, Lance. Pole position.
Let's go!
But hopefully you bounce back. Excellent effort getting P1 in qualifying, though. Well done. Winners. Ferrari. Well done, Ferrari. Getting two drivers there. Sebastian Vettel starting off in 12th place, finishing in 3rd. And Charles Leclerc, 14th, up into 4th. Vettel getting himself driver of the day as well, if you don't mind. And it all came down to that last corner too. Last couple of corners there. Excellent racing. And like I said earlier, if there was just one more lap, just one more, you know Vettel's going to get that second place. Perez was very, very lucky indeed to hold off Sebastian Vettel. And Charles Leclerc, good drive. The Ferraris too. That opening corner with Seb made up 7 spots in one corner. You know, went from, I think it was 11th, did he start from, with all the grid place penalties and stuff? I think it might have been 11th, all the way up to 4th in one corner. Incredible start to the race. Well done, Seb. And well done, Ferrari, as a whole. Losers. Well, losers have really got to be Red Bull Racing right there, finishing P2 and 4 in qualifying, with Max Verstappen 2nd, Alex Albon racing for his life in 4th. And then, of course, at the end of the day, they end up finishing P6 and P7. Behind McLaren, a couple of Ferraris, a Racing Point, and a Mercedes, if you don't mind. So they are the losers of the day. Really struggled for grip. You thought after seeing him in all the practice sessions that Max Verstappen, it was his race to lose. But end of the day, very, very disappointing. Winners, the fans. Come on. You watched that race on the weekend? I was glued to it the whole time. I was excited. Get me some rain. I want some rain in every race nearly moving forward, or at least a better track or a more competitive field. But if we get one of those things on a slippery surface like that, ooh, everybody's a winner. Losers, Turkish Grand Prix race organizers. Okay, yes, I understand you've got to resurface the track. You had to probably do it, but hold a couple of races on it beforehand. Even if, I know you had the locals driving around in their, you know, their own cars on the track to try and rubber it in, but hold a race weekend beforehand. Get people going around it. Maybe don't hose down the slippery track as well just before free practice one. Just listen to Pierre Gasly and Romain Grosjean complain about the track.
But you should have seen that one.
You got a bit of drifting.
Yeah, man. Like rally, like ice driving ahead this winter. Exactly the same.
No!
Watch for Norris.
Yeah, doing my best, but that track is a absolute choke.
Okay, we have Ocon coming out of turn 10 now.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure the car is.
Winner. Lando Norris. Excellent drive from Lando. Started in P11 and he finished P8. I mean, it was only a couple of grid places, but he's just his radio. Check it out. Listen to it now.
And there's no one here to sing with me and embarrass myself, so I'm just going to say happy birthday, mate.
Cheers, Will. Appreciate it. Actually, can you sing it?
We're doing a pit stop, so I can't. I'm sorry.
And loser, final loser of the weekend, is going to go to Valtteri Bottas. Absolutely shocking, shocking race. Started in P9 and ended up finishing well down the order, P14. Got lapped as well by his teammate Lewis Hamilton. What, he spin 6 times? 6 times? Has he stopped spinning? The man's a carousel. Just keep turning. Just keep turning. Well, they're the winners and losers from the weekend. What did you think? Let me know on the Facebook page, of course. Always happy to read your comments.
Goldie's Top 5.
All right, guys. It's that time. Head down to the local fish and chip shop. Get yourself some takeaway, because here is Cordy's top 5 takeaways from the weekend. Number 5.
Five.
Bottas still trying to point his car in the right direction. He is spending more time spinning than a stripper on a pole. Listen to this audio.
4 laps to go.
I wish it was less.
4. Number 4, Lando Norris, an absolute treasure to the sport. So happy to see my boy Danny Ric. Going to be heading over to McLaren to join him next season. And can someone please just sing the man some happy birthday?
And there's no one here to sing with me and embarrass myself, so I'm just going to say happy birthday, mate.
Cheers, Will. Appreciate it. Actually, can you sing it?
We're doing a pit stop, so I can't. I'm sorry.
3. Number 3, what we learnt from the weekend, that the Ferraris have horrible cars, but they're built for horrible conditions. Seb has some fight left in him. What a race by Sebastian Vettel. That first corner, driver of the day, absolutely well deserved. Just ran up, weaving in and out of traffic in that first corner where Ocon went spinning, where Bottas had first of his 55 spins. Incredible start by him. Excellent race by both Ferraris. I know Charles Leclerc was very, very annoyed with how he finished. You can hear it in the audio I'm about to play. But it was just an amazing, amazing drive by both of them. Well done, Ferraris. But again, they're only good when the conditions suit them, and those conditions are horrendous.
Go for it, go for it, go for it. No way, yeah. Be free.
Nearly had him. Ah.
Well done, Seb.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was an intense race. I think I'll sleep well tonight. Grazie a tutti. How did you like the first lap?
Yeah, it was cool. I was on fire.
Bam. Yeah. Grazie.
There was a lion there.
P4, slow button on. You did a good job. Really good job.
No, I did a job. That's it. I did a job. I am so sorry to the whole team. I am stupid. As much as in Baku, congratulations to Seb. He deserves it. It's not been a good year for him. But, yeah. Even if I'm not so of myself, he's done a great job. And I hope you will enjoy it.
2. Number 2, Racing Point. Don't know what the hell they're doing. Their drivers did all right. I mean, they're in Mercedes engines. They've got the Mercedes car. They were first and third. And it wasn't like it was close. He had a 3/10 gap from first to second. Lance Stroll qualified 147.765. Max Verstappen 148.0. It was just... get your strategy sorted. I know no one knew what they were doing, but how come Mercedes, the real Mercedes, know what they're doing every single race? They trust their drivers, they read the conditions perfectly, and they just know what they're doing. Racing Point, get a clue.
1.
And number 1, Hamilton is a freak. Congratulations, Lewis Hamilton. 7-time world champion, tying the great Mickey Schumacher. I should say Michael, because there is a Mick Schumacher coming through. So Michael Schumacher, well done to Lewis. 6 in a row Constructors' Championship to Mercedes as well. But Hamilton is a freak. Most wins in F1 history. Most poles. Excellent driver. Just absolutely dominating the sport. It is. We are watching greatness at peak level right now. It will be missed if he does decide to retire, but I hope he comes back. He will be truly missed, and he's got to go for number 8, surely. Surely.
Goldies, top 5.
And that was the top 5 things that we learnt from the weekend. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you tune in next week as well, where we prepare ourselves for the first of the triple header to round out the 2020 historic, unprecedented season. Make sure you go to the socials as well. Facebook page, give it a like, come say hi, and of course, make sure you listen to the podcast next weekend as well. Thank you very, very much for stopping by. Cordy is out, and I'll see you in the next podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.